All right, let's talk about exercise in broad strokes. The simple broad stroke facts are that you need to exercise in some way for at least 30 minutes each day. If you don't at least do that minimum amount, well then what's going to happen, especially at our age, you're going to open yourself up to so many potential health problems, illnesses, but more than that, your quality of life is going to suffer. So broad strokes without much detail. Exercise your heart by moving in some way. Get your heart rate up for about 30 minutes at least 5 days a week. And then strengthen your muscles. Muscles burn fat. And at our age, our muscles, well, they tend to waste away. We need to prevent that for any number of reasons by doing some form of strength training at least 3 or 4 times a week. There's no need to go to the gym and work with heavy weights, the machines and all that. I mean, it's nice if you can. However, just some light form of strength training like yoga will really improve your muscle strength. If you want to know more about strength training, check out Web Radio Today, episode 15. It's all about strength training. And just a reminder, all of the Web Radio Today episodes, there are 27 of them right now, all of those 27 season 1 podcast episodes, they're available at webradiotoday.com. Just click on the podcast and show notes page. Those episodes are also available wherever you get your podcasts. Search on Web Radio Today. And that leads me to the next element in the Web Radio Today disease fighting and fitness model. That element is research. Research, putting it in the fitness model as an element, it's really just another way of highlighting the importance of staying up to date on health, disease, and fitness information, especially as it relates to folks in our age group. To help you with that, I've created the Web Radio Today audio burst page at webradiotoday.com. That page has over 30 audio bursts from previous Web Radio Today podcast episodes. An audio burst, what that is, it's just a short segment from a Web Radio Today podcast. So in a lot of cases, you don't need to listen to an entire past podcast episode to get the specific health and fitness information that you want. Those 30-plus audio bursts, they cover all the elements in the Web Radio Today disease fighting and fitness model. Those audio bursts are short, and most of them, and really all of the Web Radio Today episodes also, they have written transcripts attached. So if you don't want to listen to them, you can just read the information. There's also a library page at webradiotoday.com, and that's where I've posted links to a lot of health and fitness information on the web, as well as links to books dealing with faith, fitness, diet, exercise, and positive imagery. Everything Web Radio Today related is at webradiotoday.com, and I hope you'll visit webradiotoday.com often as we take a little break here at the end of season 1 and before we start season 2 next January.